"You," said the Commandante in a cool voice, "you're coming with us." Blair started to explain that he was a scholar, thus worthless in any monetary sense. He'd been counting on his formidable language skills to walk him through this very sort of situation. But one of the rebels was into his backpack now, spilling the notebooks and Zeiss Jena binoculars into the road, then the Leica with a cannon barrel 200X zoom, Blair's most valuable possessions, worth more than his car.
"He's a spy,"
announced the rebel.
"No, no," Blair politely corrected. "Soy ornitologo, estudiante."
"You're a spy," declared the Commandante, poking Blair's notebooks with the tip of his gun. "In the name of the Secretariat, I am arresting you." When Blair protested, they hit him fairly hard in the stomach, and that was the moment he knew that his life had changed. They called him La Merca, the merchandise, and for the next 4 days he slogged through the mountains eating cold arepas and sardines and taking endless taunts about firing squads, although he did, thanks to an 80-mile-a-week running habit, hold up better than the oil executives and mining engineers the rebels were used to bringing in. The first day he simply put down his head and marched, enduring the hardship only because he had to. But as the column moved deeper into the mountains, a sense of possibility began to assert itself, a signal too faint to call an idea. To the east, the Cordillera was scorched and spent, rubbled by decades of desperate agriculture. The few mingy scraps of surviving forest were eerily silent, but once they crossed the borders of the MURC-controlled zone, the vegetation closed around them with the density of a cave. At night, Blair registered a deep suck and gurgle, the engine of the forest's vast plumbing system. Mornings they woke to the screams of piha birds. Then the mixed-species flock started in with their contrapuntal yammerings and groks and crees that made the forest sound like a construction site. In 3 days on the trail, Blair reliably saw 14 species on the CITES endangered list, as well as an exceedingly rare Haplopsitica, perched in a fern the size of a minivan. He was amazed, and said as much to the young Commandante, who eyed him for a moment in a thoughtful way.
"Yes," the rebel answered. "Ecology is important to the revolution. As a scholar," he gave a faint, possibly ironic smile, "you can appreciate this."
And he made a little speech about the environment, how the Firmeza Revolucionario had banned the multinational logging and mining mafias from all liberated zones. The column reached base camp on the fourth day, trudging into the fortified MURC compound through a soiling rain. They hauled Blair straight to the Office of Complaints and Claims, where he sat for 2 hours in a damp hallway staring at posters of Lenin and Che, wondering if the rebels planned to shoot him today. When at last they led him into the main office, Comandante Alberto's first words were,
"You don't look like a spy."
A number of Blair's possessions lay on the desk. Binoculars, camera, maps, and compass. The notebooks with a microscopic Blairian scribble. 7 or 8 subcommandantes were seated along the wall, while Alberto, the Comandante Maximo, studied Blair with the calm of someone blowing smoke rings. He resembled a late-period Jerry Garcia in fatigues, a heavy man with steel-rimmed glasses, double bags under his eyes, and a dense Brillo brush of graying hair.
"I'm not a spy," Blair answered in his wired, earnest way. "I'm an ornithologist. I study birds."
"However," Alberto continued, "if they wanted to send a spy, they wouldn't send somebody who looked like a spy. So the fact that you don't look like a spy makes me think you're a spy."
Blair considered. "And what if I did look like a spy?"
"Then I'd think you're a spy."
The subcommandantes hawed like drunks rolling around in the mud. So was it all a big joke, Blair wanted to know? Or was his life really at stake? Or both? Which meant he would probably go mad.
I'm an ornithologist, he said a little breathlessly. I don't know how many ways I can tell you that, but it's true. I came to study the birds.
Alberto's jaws made a twisted, munching motion, like he was trying to eat his tongue.
That's for the Secretariat to decide. All cases of spying go to the Secretariat, and even if you are what you say you are, you'll have to stay with us while your release is arranged.
My release? Blair echoed bitterly. You know kidnapping is a crime in most countries, not to mention a violation of human rights.
This isn't a kidnapping. This is a retention in the socio-political context of the war. We merely hold you until a fee is paid for your release.
What's the difference? Blair cried.